Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones brought to you by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And boy, are we happy here today. I mean, the room is vibrating here, friends, as Little Doors is making their first appearance here on this show. How are you guys this morning?
We are great. Well.
Doing great.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to do For Once in My Life.
Excellent. And we are Facebook Live-ing this, so if you see it in your news feed there, just share it with your friends. Here's Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise.
In my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you would make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Yeah. Like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. In my life, I have someone who needs me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Hunter at Sunrise here on this Sunday morning with Little Doors. All three of them are here in the studio with us. So thanks for coming down here.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, thank you.
This is cool. This is cool. So tell me about well, first of all, let's introduce everybody. Over here on guitar.
Larry Burwald.
Yeah. Hello.
And over here on bass.
Dave Hofstedler. Yeah. Thank you, Lawrence.
Who's that singer?
Lawrence Lambert.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, just about all three of you have been on the show before, haven't you, in some sort of incarnation? Right?
Sure. I have not.
You have not?
What?
I have not.
I
a virgin.
I am.
Wow. Not anymore, baby.
That's right.
Well, I think the reason why I thought you were, Dave, because you also play with Who We Are Not. And I guess they came down here. You couldn't make it.
I believe so. We were on the Paul Shagru show. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But now I'm with you. I thought all three of you had been on the show before, but that's okay. Well, how did this come about? How did you guys decide to do this kind of music? Because I know all three of you in other ways, musically, I guess, and here you are doing this kind of music. How did it come to be?
Well, we do have diverse backgrounds, and Dave still plays with a number of different groups around town, but he's particularly known as a skilled jazz musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the idea about a year ago that I wanted to dip back into these vintage songs that Frank Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald and the American Songbook. And I had done that a few years ago with a young female singer, but I was scratching my head going, who's the singer?
Right.
And, of course, Lawrence Lambert has been known in singing with Big Wide Grin, mm-hmm. and his solo projects. And what a beautiful voice. In fact, his nickname was The Voice. Still is, as far
Still
as
is
we're
the
concerned.
Voice.
And so I thought to myself, self, this guy singing those songs. Uh-huh. So Lawrence and I got together, and we started rehearsing some of these songs. And as they were coming together, and we both liked what we were hearing,
mm-hmm.
we just thought, man, we could really complete this if we had an awesome upright bass player.
Right.
And so we looked across the road, and we said, hey, we could steal him from some other band, you know, just like the Beatles stole Ringo. And it all worked out well in the end. All right.
Well, Lawrence, you seem like you're having a ball with this music.
Oh, yeah. I love a great song. So,
yeah.
And that's what we do. We believe that every song is like a doorway.
Yeah.
And that's where Little Doors comes from. Because, you know, songs bring back such powerful memories. And so that's what we really try to do when we're performing, is to open up some doors and let people, you know, connect back with old memories and beautiful songs.
Well, who chooses the songs, and how has that come about? Is it just something you guys work out?
It's a pretty democratic thing. We have a backlist of 20 or so songs that are on our to-do list. That we gradually get to. And so we rehearse weekly, and we test out a song. We'll play around with it for a few minutes, and then we'll try to find a key that suits Lawrence's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just take some stabs at it. And if we like how it feels and where it's going, then it gets on to the list of work harder on this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're up to about 30 songs now that we are prepared to play, and we've been gigging around town and having a good time with it.
Well, it's interesting, Larry, for you, it really was a change up, because you were with Roosterfoot, and they were like bringing down the house and blowing the roof off the house, or whatever you want to call it, and here you are doing this. It must be quite a change up.
Well, I've always loved all styles of music. I do have substantial roots in Southern rock, and Seth and I got together 5 or so years ago and really had a great musical relationship and a lot of commonality. And so it was a natural thing for me to play in that. But that's a rock band with drums and bass and keyboards and everything, and it was really great.
Yeah.
But I just love all kinds of music, and I've always wanted to do this jazzier style and these traditional old songs, so lucky me.
So you guys are going to stick with this for a while, I assume, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Until you chase us out of the studio.
I didn't mean just today. What else would you guys like to play for us here?
We're going to do a song by a guy named Keb Mo.
Oh, yes. No, Keb. So here are Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise.
City Boy. I hear a voice, I hear the sound of my shoes shuffling on out of town. Too many people, too many cars. Take me to Memphis, Mercury or Mars. I wanna go where the buffalo roam. I'm just a city boy looking for a home. I can't breathe and I can't see. This city is no place for me. I can't seem to find my way. I'm just existing from day to day. I wanna go where the buffalo roam. I'm just a city boy looking for a home. And I don't wanna be no prisoner. And I sure don't wanna be no slave. I wanna look out at night and see stars in the sky, Little Dipper and the Milky Way. I can't sleep, it's too loud. And everywhere, everywhere I go, you know it seems to be a crowd. I'm tired of all these concrete streets. I want to feel the earth up under my feet. I want to go where the buffalo roam. I'm just a city boy looking for a home. I wanna go where the buffalo roam. I'm just a city boy looking for a home. Just a city boy looking for a home.
My, my, my.
Oh, nice.
Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise. What a soulful song that was.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And Kepmo is just the most amazing artist in person. And we had a chance, when I was with a group called Big Wide Grin, we had a chance to open for him for his Midwest tour. And I would sit backstage, and every night when he would do this song, I would just cry and just such a powerful song.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise, and I notice a lot of people are liking and reacting to our live video on Facebook.
Nice. Hello out there.
Please,
hi.
Please share
you.
It.
Love you.
Please share
please
it.
Share.
Share the video.
Oh, Elaine said hello. Hello, Elaine.
More people get to...
I know Big White Grin's out in California doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes, the whole world is watching here this morning as Little Doors is on Hunter at Sunrise. And you talked about gigging. What kind of gigs you've been doing, and what's the next one?
The next engagement, well, we have a nice private party that we're doing for some friends, and you guys can't come. and that includes the audience out there, the whole world. You can't come. We're playing down at the Oceanfront some, which is always fun in the summertime. Uh-huh. So we're playing at the 31st Street stage on July 3rd.
July 3rd.
And we have other events at the beach, the Wyndham Hotel. Our website, littledoors.net, outlines, and we post all of our engagements on there. And you can probably find out on our Facebook page as well. And we're playing, we've played recently at the Zyders American Dream Theater, and we are planning an upcoming event at the Zyders as well. So keep an eye on us, please.
Yeah, well, you just recently played there, opening up for Matt Thomas, and that was a cool night.
Correct. Yeah. Love the mat.
Yes, love the mat. Dave, I was looking there. You have actually created a bass club. What is that?
That was with Alpha Music when I was working there.
Uh-huh.
And it was a great opportunity to bring in other bassists. I even brought in Victor Wooten and Adam Nitti for clinics. And, of course, I haven't been at Alpha for over 4 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think they've continued it. But that was a great opportunity for bass players to get together because we're usually the ones that nobody really cares about.
Wait a second.
So it was a great opportunity. I mean, I had as many as 300 people at one of the concerts. So
wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And we got to share a bass knowledge.
Yeah.
And they made a great CD, by the way, the Bass Player Revolution, which David orchestrated.
Well, it's Bass Player Rebellion, and it was the Revolution Volume 1. It was all bass players, and it was a great opportunity to arrange songs for bass players, the three of us.
Huh.
You know, so that's still out there. I mean, but I'm pursuing other musical endeavors, as in Little Doors, and I have my own band. So, you know, I'm doing a whole bunch of different things.
What's the name of your band?
DH4 Project.
Oh, okay.
And on Facebook, it's DH3. Oh, okay. Because it was a trio last year, and I've gone to a quartet, I'm DH4 now.
You know, I have just one thing to say to you, Dave, though. It's all about the bass.
It is. It is.
It's all about
the
bass.
That's the place to be.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Well, what else would you like, guys like to play here? We have time for one more.
Okay. Do a little Nina Simone.
You know, I actually have seen this young lady in concert. I think she was here... back in a while ago at Chrysler Hall.
Nina Simone?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think I saw her. I don't know how I got to see her, but someone gave me some tickets and went to see her. She was awesome.
Well, I would love to have seen this lady.
Yeah.
So soulful.
Here's Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossoms on a tree, how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know how I feel, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know how I feel. Sleep in peace when the day is done, and this old world is a new world, is a bold world for me. And I'm feeling good.
Say likewise. Wow.
This is what we do.
Yes, sir. Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise. I just want to say how much I appreciate you guys coming down here and doing this today. This has been perfect.
Oh. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Back at you, Hunter. Thank you.
It's been awesome. Larry Burwall and Lawrence Lambert and Dave Hotstedler. The Little Doors. And again, you're playing July 3rd, you said, down at 31st Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come check us out.
Check us out and go to the Facebook page. And and what was the
website? Littledoors.net.
Excellent. Excellent. Little Doors here on Hunter at Sunrise. Keep going. This is great. This is awesome.